Now, as always, we go now to the middle chunk of this spectacular, with Mark laying out his list in spoken form, because as we all know, he usually does manage to get, like, the actual written part up on his own site, which you should probably follow.
Yes.
Hint, plug, brand synergy.
Yeah. Does that say before the opening? Well, I have picked, I know I've got to pick 25 albums on my list. With 15 honorable mentions. Which I'm going to do quickly because I'm just going to go to honorable mentions just really quick. But they said, here we go. Honorable mentions are Once This Point Never, a.k.a. Dan Lapidus with the Uncut Gems original soundtrack, which, yes, I put the soundtrack of a movie that I ain't seen yet, even though I want to see it, but yes, it's still, but yeah, I should because it's still very good OPN sound. Especially with a lot of some like 80s vibe going to there, which, yeah, it's pretty good shit. All right, next I will mention, we got Yugen Blackrock with Anima Mysterium. Gotta realize that came this year, right? Yeah. See? But don't worry, I got your back. This album is pretty good. It's sci-fi influence hip-hop, which, yeah, it's all good. You have Flume. Hi, this is Flume, the mixtape, which Flume continues to, well, be an EDM producer that I actually like, that I can fuck with. Or this time it's more, you know, more, it's like less of his last album, but more of, you know, more of what he's known for. But yeah, still a good album. And basically, basically most of the Griselda solo projects with, let's see, Being the Butch with The Plugs I Met, West Side Gun with Hitler vs. Harvey 7. Yes, there are seven series of those. And Conway the Machine, Look What I Become. Okay, skipping that, we have Blood Orange with Angel's Pulse, which, you know, is a very good epilogue to his last album, which I like very much. But yeah, this was pretty good too. Solange, When I Get Home, which I know people like the last album better, which I can see why, but hey, this is a good track. This is a good album to, you know, to get some positive energy throughout. Like, I go back to all the tracks, this one, especially Almeida, which I gotta say, wow, this is the one time. This is the few times this year that Playboi Carti doesn't suck on a track. You get why on another album later on, but hey, after that, two of those Swim projects, okay, Hyper Swim by Hyperdub and them, and of course, Ghostly Swim 3 by, well, Ghostly, because, yes.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't gotten to that yet.
Then we have Clans Casino Moon Trip Radio. Which, of course, you know, just that classic Clans production, and that's it. Then we have Angel Awesome with All Mirrors, which, all right, we got a nice sense of chamber pop, which I was digging with. And you know what? I heard and Danny Brown talking to it, like you said, they since the album released on the same day, they figured, hey, we should collab sometime, which I kind of wanted to hear that now. Okay, we got Igloo Ghost, Kai Wilson, and Baby, whatever the with two eyes, with XYZ, which, you know, Igloo Ghost, they do some good wonky shit. Got Quilly Chris with Guns, which, wow, okay, I still like that's not as much as the last few albums he did, but yeah, this is still very good, album is. And the last I will mention is Calm Truths and Persuasion System. I just say, I like this one better than his last album, that's all I got, but okay. Let's get to the real nitty gritty with the top 25, and yeah, I'm gonna keep this very short because, you know, as short as I can be. Number 25, Kate Trinata with Bubba. You just had to tell me that.
She just had to come out at the end of the year now with that.
They come a new album late in the year. I just had to. Damn, you just suck every damn time. And I'll say this for his next maybe 4 years, you know, for this one, it's a different beast than 99.9%. Like, I would say this is more like this is got more like these funky house R&B like dancehall vibes from it, which like these are tracks that you do play when you want to be want a dance party, which is this is that shit that go for the vibes, the beats, like this is just some grooving shit right here, and being that this is like his first album with his first on a major label since he signed with RCA. Which okay, I see this is what you want to do. This is something that I thought he would do, and you get all these guesses with, you know, from Sir, Mink Jenkins, Estelle, Tinashe. Where you at? Yeah, all the guesses are pretty good in here. Even that one bit of fuck Gold Link on there, and yeah, so you know why I say it's a bit of fuck. You just look up something. You know why. But yeah,
that was so tasteless.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna say that right now.
Yeah. Wait, me or him?
Gold.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking, because it is. But yeah, like, while I think 99.9%, I like that one better. I still think this is a good album. You know, the vibe, through the dance, too. Like, it's still a good album. This is some good groovy shit I get right here. So yeah, I'll see you, Kitchenada. This was at least, you know, a couple of months earlier where I can actually review it. But okay. Number 24. That is Miss Billie Eilish. When we all fall asleep, where do we go? Yes, I will say this is probably one of the more unique pop albums of the year. Even though I listen to a lot of pop music, like, well, maybe like, anything on that genre, but yeah, this is definitely something I find very unique about, like, basically what Alex said, like, previous, like, yeah, this is definitely something she developed a potential with her and her brother Phineas, you know, do all these songs, like, even though Bad Guy was the big hit, and that was a cool track, still the other tracks in there, like, you know, like, You See Me in a Crown, that's a good bop. When the Party's Over, that was pretty good. Bury Your Friend, I still love that track, and like even the stuff that's off, like, you know, the after albums, after thing that she's doing right now, like, yeah, this is pretty good stuff. She really has a future, and doing more this good shit. It will say there's more pressure on her now since, you know, what's next going to be like everything here, like, it got this, like, it got some dark areas, like. The dark, eerie shift from, you know, the Brilliant Friend to the more, like I said, You See Me in the Crown, which very bombastic it is to me in its sound, and Bad Guys just, you know, got that really silly shit. And, I'm gonna say this, I don't know if it's a hot take or not, it's probably not. I don't mind the trap breakdown at the end of Bad Guy. Maybe it's just me, maybe because, like, it sounds, you know, a lot better than when most pop stars try to use trap beats on their songs. I know it sounds better than me in here, but that's just me. Yeah, let's go on, girl. Number 23. Earl Sweatshirt, Feet of Clay.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yes, it's EP, which, of course, it is. Yes, it is, like, you know, leftovers of, you know, some rap songs, even though now he's on a new label, like, he left Columbia to do for Warner Records, and you got 7 songs, and... You know what? It's all good. The songs I like is all good. Like, even if people said that East sounds bad, like, everything to the East, I get, it's hilarious, because we hear East, it's like something you would hear from SpongeBob. It's like, it got this, like, I noticed it was it's like from some, like, from a, you know, Eastern movie, or Eastern, like, indie movie or something shit. I kind of forgot the reference, but the shit just sounds kind of wacky, and I just love hearing it every time. And of course, other tracks like M-Tomb, which is, that track is so fucking good. What gotta be 1:10? and use Alchemist for the production, which, man, that shit just hits. But yeah, like, even though it wasn't as, you know, as top as some rap songs was, EP worth checking out, but yeah, this is some good shit. Number 22, Aesop Rock and Tobacco, aka Malibu Ken. Yeah. This may be my first time going to a project here, considering the fact that I know what people said, like, you don't know what the fuck you're saying, and they're right. I kind of didn't, but the more I was like, yeah, this is, yeah, it's definitely so fascinating with him and this producer Tobacco, which, yeah, it was very unique hip hop, and I still say, like, one of my biggest favorites of that song is Suicide Big Gulp, which, okay, that does get you bobbing your head for days. And Acid King will still haunt your nightmares. I ain't watched the video since then. I haven't. I just remember it from memory when we watched it, when we covered that. Yeah. I didn't even watch the video in a long while, but I still remember how it went.
You know, let me just say for the record, I don't know the name of the song, but there's like a really old music video by Korn that music video reminds me so much of.
Uh-oh, no.
I wish I could remember the name of the song.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, Mabu Ken, they did good. Now, number 21. Another late December release. The Free Nationals.
They finally put out the album.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and you gotta put it right on your birthday. Come to think of it.
Oh, yeah. Why couldn't they put it out on yours? That would make more sense.
But come to think of it, this Kitchenada, any Uncut Gems soundtrack came out on your birthday.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And after this, FW Nationals, well, you heard the... We heard about the songs, you know, you get that all smooth like butter, slow cuts, which, again, it's like that very, that soulful R&B. This is like music you make love to. This is like music you would just shake the, you know, with the slow and fucking, but not like, well, you know, it's peaceful fucking, but yeah. And of course, you got a whole variety pack of who's on here. Like, you got people like Jid, Kelly Uchis, Mac Miller, shit. You even got T.I. here. Hell, you got Conway Westside Gunn in here on the last track, which you would never think when you hear Free Nationals and two-thirds of the Griselda gang in here, that's just wild. Like, man, this, yeah, like I said, this album is, I'm not surprised that this snuck up on me, and yeah, it is just that good. I fucking dig this. Number 20. Here we are in the future. Yes, it's Steven Universe the movie, the soundtrack. Yes, Steven Universe, basically my top list. And yes, I'm giving this to the soundtrack of a movie that sounds like a Disney musical, but not from Disney. but for real, this musical has a lot of good moments, and especially with the breaking star being Sarah Styles, aka The Voice, but now with, you know, songs like Other Friends Drift Away, and of course, like I said before, Tell Steven, that got the whole classic Disney movie vibe, musical vibe, and while I'm not a huge musical fan, by any means. Like, I still go back to this, like, you know, watch the movie, and, you know, consider the movie is basically the soundtrack, because hey, it's a musical that didn't freak me out, or, you know, didn't get a patch for some reason, or just being unfinished. Also watch Steven Universe Future. It's pretty good.
I gotta catch up on that. I got a lot of things I gotta catch up on.
We all do. 19. Monopoly with Monotonic. Now, I know you're wondering who the hell is this? Well, we talked about this guy like a few months ago, which I said this dude is, you know, known for being part of Brain Feeder Camp, although he's on his own label now, like I said, this is something that reminds me of some Brain Feeder stuff, which you got from the production, the beats. The weird guest features, which you got Kimber here, which of course that's always stellar, and of course this is just a good blend of of electronic anything, electronic vibe of any genre you put in there. But yeah, this was definitely worth checking out. Like, I didn't even know about this until I saw it on Twitter before. But yeah, this is definitely an album worth looking into. But yes, yeah, pretty dope. Number 18, Rich Brian, the Sailor. Yes, the kid, formerly known as Rich Chigga, will end up making a good pop rap album. Well, yes, this album was fine, but nothing worth revisiting back. But here, he makes an improvement of, you know, how he wants to be as an artist, because, you know, how he used to be back then, now he wants to improve himself, you know, as a rapper, which, okay, I kind of dig that with this, especially with, you know, him trying to experiment with some different production styles, him trying to sing and rap, but yeah, it's definitely a step up from what the 88 Rising Kid done did. Still pretty good. Like, it's real. Like, you got some good songs in there. Kids, it's my favorite track of there. But yeah, and okay, and of course, Yellow is definitely good. Rich Brian and the 88 Rising Gang, they do some good stuff too. And they bring the fire, and not just hot sauce. Number 17, Blue and Oh No, a long red hot LA summer night. A title that I would easily fuck up. I think got it working, but this collaboration, which got a type of, you know, of rapper Blue and Oh No, aka Madlib's brother, which wink, you got me in this conceptual storytelling rap album about, you know, this one night in LA and how much shit just happened there, and it just fucking works. It got that old West Coast sound, you know, from the G-Funk shit to the stuff that just bangs, even though it ain't a banger. It's definitely some good shit going here. But yeah, this album just coming by surprise on how you know what's finally good it is. This is just works like a fucking charm. Number 16, JPEG Mafia, All My Heroes Are Cornballs.
Woo! Peggy!
Yeah! I got to the Peggy train finally. And I should have been early because this is good. I know people said, he was supposed to be disappointed because it wasn't his last album. But yeah, this is definitely, some good shit I'm hearing from him. Like, especially how he talks about high school and shit, like his time in the military with PTSD, he has a Jamaican heritage, which I think that one track about his sorrow, or T, whatever, shit. And of course, the one track I always go back to, which is Beta Male Strategies. And every time you see that lyric, I just go wild when he says, save yourself on Twitter right now. It's like right now, nigga. You ain't brave with a mouse to the bolt. With a boy and a mouse. We're talking about putting in the grounds. Leave the house. No cat with a nigga with a motherfucking gown. And he does for a gown. I'm like, man, I was sleeping on Peggy, and I'm so glad I checked this album out. This dude just fucking nails it, man. Number 15. Yep, it's Griselda with What Would Ching Gun Do? Yes. Now, again, I said it before when I said when Griselda's sound was shady, I got a bit worried. But this album, it was all good. Nothing seemed out of ordinary. They do what they always do. They rap about the street shit. Keep the same beats. Keep the same beats for the same producers that no one loved. Like, this is an example of how, like, when you know your bread and butter works for you and it works for them. Granted, I wish we could do that one last track with, you know that track Bang we cover on Decibel Boost with Eminem on it with Conway? Well, there was a remix on that with the other two guys. The three main guys sound good. And every time I play that track with Eminem on it, it's just like, that gets worse every time I listen to it. But that's like one out of 13, that's one out of 13 tracks, and the rest are still, fucking good. This is definitely Griselda. Now they're at the high, now they're at the levels of the career. Like, they got signed a major label with, you know, Shady Endoscope, and yeah, and yes, they lost their touch. They still, even you know, on the label, like, yeah, this is all good. Like, yes, yes. Number 14. And I think it's the last late entry of December, because it is Rock Marciano with Marci Largo.
Ha. Puns.
Yeah, he again, you know, released this album late in the month. And I say this, I still fuck with this shit. Like, he has one track in the call Richard Gere, but it's spelled like Top Gear, like the gear, except, you know, which is kind of weird, but yeah. Anyway, if you know Rock Marciano, you know, since around with his, you know, with his smooth pimp gang shit, with his commanding voice on the mic, and of course he got this red, the production always, it's kind of better, it's always been good, but the production is really solid here, like, especially when you got a production like songs like Choosing Fees. It's one song featuring Ka, who's on the album, who's on the track as well, but that song sounded fucking good to me. Like, all these tracks, they all sound great. And while as of now, yes, it is on Spotify now, other services now, because, you know, he always does the whole, you know, he wants you to pay $3 for it, because, well, you forget, indie rap niggas need money too. But yeah, Marci Largo, it kicks, it bangs, it's good shit. Number 13, Gangsta Doodles with Gangsta Music Volume 1. The album with the Pink Panther cover on it, and that's the thing I got tacked on my wall right now, this little mini poster he sent with the CD, which I bought. But yeah, you get a big commencement of tracks, which got, you know, all sorts of different types of gangster music. Which, it's not just one specific type. You got smooth, funky shit. You got the hard and trap shit. You got the even more experimental shit with it, which, you know, it's a blend of some good shit, and I just love that about it. But you got people like Father, Kitchenada, Mindside, Matlin, but Oh No, which I am just loving this, and I really hope there's a part two of this. I hope there's a writing tune of this. Please let it be a part two of this, because I just need it. I just do, man. Number 12, and you know this is coming. IDK, is he real?
Well, is he? We will never know.
Yeah. Oh, hey, the one rap I'm about, that's got something to do with God and religion, that isn't the other one.
Yeah, who shall not be named.
Right. Right, I was gonna name, but yeah, like, this album that I have to think about when listening to this, because, again, it doesn't do no sentimonious shit about it. It's something that, you know, they, of course, this is a God in your everyday life. And I like the concept of it. It's more, I won't say more of a loose, well, sort of loose concept, but more of like, I mean, you still got some bangers like Porno over there, and of course some skits for the one with DMX Tyler Creator on it, and if we get the end of the album, you're just wondering, oh shit. And you think about the first album, which it made me think of the first album I listened to with, you know, I Was Very Bad, and wow, this really got a connection to that, which also a bit fucked up about, you know, what happened to it, which you should probably listen to the album just to get some clarification to it. But yeah, Is He Real is definitely IDK continuing show why this dude is good. And man. And I know it might be kind of controversial since, well, I think maybe the only guy to actually put on this list, because I don't think somebody else do it, but yeah, this is a solid album from him. A solid sophomore album from him. Number 11. We have Clippin'. There Existed in a Ditch in the Blood. Mm-hmm. Now, this album should be synonymous with Halloween every time. Like, whenever October comes along, this should be played. Because this feels like a horror movie, considering with this album will give you chills and spines, as the V-Disc always tells you detail, the horror and the gritty and detail of everything in there. And as he raps, yes, he raps fast, but it's not just rapping fast just for sake of doing it. It's actually telling you a story. Like, oh man, and I mentioned once, like, all the singles things he put out, which they all fit together, and of course, my first single is still Laura Mata Ordina, which of course it was, yeah, that's still a fucking, it's a fucking banger. Like every song there always got their style. Even the one track with the piano burning for 18 minutes. But yeah, man, this album is excellent. This is an excellent clip, and this is a group I probably should be checking out more often. And now for the top 10, and I'll keep you shocked because you're wondering who be my number one. You'll wait. Of course, number 10 we got Denzel Curry with Zoo.
Zoo.
Yes, now, let's be honest, we didn't expect, I didn't expect another project of him to come, this soon, like, after Taboo, and, wow, this is like a short, sweet follow-up to it, like, this is still, like, you got some good bangers, they don't drag, and, This is just some good shit to listen to, and when there's a Curry, you know, doing this and contributing to Carry On Tuesday, which we'll get that in a minute, sort of. But yeah, this is another great album from Denzel. And speaking of Floridian rappers or artists, number 9, Kitty with Rose Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she continues winning, especially now she's got her own label, Pretty Wavy, and of course she could be doing things with her other thing, you know, with the pom poms, all that shit. But yeah, as before, like, each song in this song got a vibe for them. Like, you got one for the club, late night driving, at home, think about the sunset with that one in Miami, which again, that shit sounds good and sweet. Like, it's a great pop record. It's a great pop record. One of the best I heard this year. Like, this is a really good pop record from her. Which, yeah. Anyway, number 8. Hey, what's this mysterious album doing here? Who are you? Oh, I know what it is. Tyler created with Igor. Yes, another indie album by the odd future guy would end up doing something like this right now. Come to think of it, most of odd future been doing a lot of different shit after the split, with Earl, Frank Ocean, the internet. But this album is still doing well. And while I will say, Flubble has stronger songs, but this one has like more great highlights, continue to show Tyler maturing as an artist. And again, he's a box one. Like, I say it's rap, but it's more than just a rap album. Like you have rap, you have soul, you have some synth pop in here, you have some R&B in there. Like, this album is not boxed in one specific genre of music. I wish the Grammys see it that way, though. But still, But still, we have another album titled "The Creator," and he continues, and again, he continues to make on good music. Number 7, Danny Brown. You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Now, yes, it is a hard feat to, you know, the top of the exhibition, because, of course, yes, that's a very hard feat to do, but this is more of Danny, you know, being in a better place now, since he is more, you know, in his legacy, he's more, you know, more relaxed, more trying to get his, trying to get his shit together, and does it match Texas is more, you know, chill and jazzy, fix the Q-Tip, since he being the, you know, main seducer and all, and while there's more, you know, with next song, still get some best moments, like, you know, Three Tears of One of the Jewels, and you get some moments with, Peggy on, Negro Spiritual, which, again, the dude has a really good singing voice, even though I thought that's real at first, but it's like, oh, okay, that's definitely Peggy, but yeah, Danny's just living his best life right now, you know, doing this, being in Grandfather 4, five downloadable content. But this album is good. Number 6. Oh, yes. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib and Bandana.
Woo.
Oh, yeah. The dynamic duo would turn back to this. Turn back to make them great. And with some different twists, too. Like, of course, you don't know about, he said Madlib working a trap beat, which, okay, this is his trap beat, not just some generic shit. This is like shit that he created on the iPad, which, okay, that's still good. And Freddie Gibbs, Deuce the Rest hard as ever. It can be funny, and of course, Deuce a funny motherfucker, especially in that recent, one of his videos, where he plays like this 80s R&B singer, which I swear that video had that he gets some people doing his videos like goddamn, he got Slink Johnson as a singer, and of course the other one, Half Man Half Cocaine, which he got Eric Andre as a fucking doctor making these jokes like in the future now you got Trump kid now, all the nurses got dicks and they where the moves used to be, like, okay, that's just some weird shit. But anyway, on the album is still great. It's still amazing. After five years being apart, they still manage to sound great. And while they say yes, they're making another album called Montana. Yes, Montana. I will say I want to know when, but I don't want to rush it. Just don't take another 5 years to do it. I could do a little wait, but don't wait too long or don't get much shit. But yeah. Bandana, definitely, I'm worth checking out. Number 5, The Alchemist with Yacht Rock 2. Oh, Alchemist continues to be one of my favorite hip hop producers, and when you bring these lush and breezy production that feels like you're on a yacht just hanging around. You hang out with a lot of Grammy rappers. You hang with people like Action Bronson, Rock Marciano, the Griselda Crew, among others. And this, of course, is 23 minutes. The whole album. Think of an anime episode. You could play this while watching, I don't know, My Hero Academia or something. Like, we got a way to play with that. But anyway, okay. This is the reason why I love hip hop producers for doing shit like this. Like, they could just mix the opposite of you know, the production and the rappers in it, and then they can sound so good at it. This is amazing, man. I'm absolutely doing more shit like this. Number 4, Anderson .Paak Ventura.
Ah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes, the soul cousin of what meant to be the Oxnard Ventura double album, which I'm guessing it was meant to be like that. It's in the whole East thing with, you know, with Oxnard Ventura, which it's really what I think most people wanted from Oxnard. They wanted more that silver answer pack, the funky answer pack, the one with the lightest retention of Ogre Production. People want it, and yes, this is definitely one of his best albums. This is definitely, you got the smooth shit like Come Home, Make It Better, Chosen One, King James. Like, this is answer pack, and I mean, this is answer pack, and what people love him about the most. There's some soulful R&B shit, and I am down with that. Number three, you might be surprised by this, Sturgill Simpson, Sound and Fury.
Only number three?
Okay. No surprise, but already see here, again, he's an artist that I figured, this guy interests me. And when seeing that, you know, the music, let's call what it is. The anime is, you know, a long music video, and it still looks awesome. He brings the hot and heavy shit to this album. Like, from sing along, which kind of sing along, like, remember to breathe, that's a good joint, and make art not friends, which is like a very, you know, melancholy joint, which I'm liking it. Like, I keep saying I'm liking this, but that's how I know I love an album. Like, got this good blend of, you know, rock, psychedelic rock, boogie rock, that sippy shit, the country. Like, this is all the sound blend, the one good piece of music, and this is just so high energized. I love this. It's good. I fucking love this. And number two, you're might thinking, oh, this ain't number one? Yeah, it's Flying Lotus with Flamagra.
Fire is coming.
Yes, and fire has came. Yeah, fun fact, this was almost number one, because I had to keep fighting to see which one I think is my number one joint, album, but yeah, Flying Lotus, this is one of his best albums to date. Like, this is, to me, what I describe it, it's like a musical gumbo that has every jazzy, psychedelic, experimental, just really unique sound to it. Like, you get the smooth vibe for more for Anderson .Paak. You get the grooves of spontaneous with Lil Dragon. You get that throwback group, that throwback funk with Burn Down the House. The Silver Move and the Clown with Thundercat. Which, if you own a Snorlax, make sure he don't come near your Snorlax or Pikachu.
Oh, shit.
Every time, I can't stop watching that video. Every time I see a video, I'm wondering, is Pikachu screaming like Pika Pika, or Ryan Reynolds singing no, or some shit like that? I don't know. It's just weird like that. But anyway, and of course, okay, Echo sounds like Yellow Belly and Black Balloon's Surprise from with Denzel Curry. Wink, wink. And of course, with this year's been just oozing with Flying Lotus. Between this, him doing stuff for Carol on Tuesday, which drops tomorrow as we're recording this, which when I get up, that's the first thing I'm doing, is saying, Netflix, I'm watching. it's been a good year for Flying Lotus. I'm just all amazed with this album. And it's number two.
What could be number one?
What could be number one? Something has to spark. Like some sort of fire. A sort of fire that I need some tools to keep it happening.
I see fire. What you did there.
It's fire. Yes. My number one album is Fire Tools, Field Whispers into the Crystal Forest.
Palace.
Damn, I said Damn! What the wrong fucking... Okay, Crystal Palace. Okay. I should have seen this coming when a while back I said Plus Big Check Being was my favorite Adult Sphere track of the previous incarnation. And listen to this album again and again and again. This is every experimental fusion vaporwave fancy dream to me. Like, I was sucked into, I was into this album a lot. Like, I was in another world listening to this. The beginning of it, every time it reminds me of, like, of a past one, I'm thinking of playing either a video game, or it's like with Clear Light, you get the good build up to get to the saxophone, which, oh my god, that saxophone set at the end is so good. And you get most good stuff like hologram of a composite world of objects, which something like that you hear out of a 2000s JRPG video game, and of course smiling at sunbears grooming and sunbeams. You know, good to get a track and check the whole. Like, this album is just a fusion of everything electronic in every way that I love. It's just all it makes into this one perfect package of music, and Fire Tools just brought out what they had, and I really cheered this album of how good it sounds, and man, and I know you're thinking that I picked this because of the whole thing. No, I didn't. Like I said, we know we're biased, we're not that biased. I picked this because it's the one that I just simply love going back to, the one I just go back with every song to get in my head, to get my mind. This is an album I want to stay in my mind. I wanted to leave. I wanted to just make a home there, and that's just it. But yeah, this is something I just got to go through the rest of their discography now. Like, I gotta get the rest of their music. But yeah, and the closest off, Fire Tools, Field Whispers into the Crystal Palace. It's my number one album of 2019. What a way to end the decade. The 2010s. Even though I've been doing this shit for 4 years now.
Don't worry, it'll be another 6. Well, I've been doing this for a full decade. And then who knows what music will actually look like in the next 6 years. Maybe it won't even exist anymore, and we'll all die in a horrible post-apocalypse.